The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Budget Day is nearing. Many companies in the hospitality and tourism sectors are looking for a reduction in the VAT rate, but they are not the only ones. Hairdressers are calling for the government to give the reduced VAT rate of 9% to them also to deal with rising business costs. And one of those advocating for that is Lisa Eccles, a president of the Irish Hairdressers Federation and owner of Zinc Hair and Beauty in Kilmainham in Dublin. And she joins me now. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, the reason you're asking for this is not to give a lower price to your customers, I presume. It's to
try and encourage a little bit of employment and give us a bit of room on our margins. At the moment, we have zero margins. And I think if we don't see the 9% coming in, it's not even about a reduction to customers. You're just going to see prices go have to go up again. We had in 2020, you would have had over 10,000 salons in Ireland. We now are closer to about 8,800. So we've seen a massive amount of salons close over the past 5 years.
Now, what are the reasons? I mean, is it rent on the high street? Is it the cost of employment?
So salons and all small businesses in Ireland are looking at some of the highest business costs in Europe. 75 cent of every euro that comes in goes straight back out in wages. Then you've got your stock costs, you've got your energy costs, which have never really come back down in price. And when you're running an immersion, generally for 24 hours a day to keep water going, I'm sure that would strike fear into most people's hearts of the thoughts of what your bills are going to be. Our rates are still very expensive. We just are really struggling to make any money, and salons are just, they're just closing.
Now, people will, you know, the way they always look at things very superficially, like they look at a taxi fare and they say, how does it cost that much to go that short journey? And they don't factor in the fact that the taxi driver's got to live, got to pay insurance for the car, maybe pay for the meter or whatever, you know, all of those costs. So when people look at hairdressing, they say, my God, I just paid 300 euro to get my hair cut and coloured. That's extortionate. How could they not be making a fortune on that kind of money?
I suppose, like, think about how long you could be in the salon for. And we want to see hairdressers get paid well. I think we do a very important job. And, you know, you're dealing with chemicals every day. So you want to make sure that your staff are being paid well. Because also, especially with my salon being in Dublin, you can imagine the cost of living for any of the people who are living and trying to, like, pay rent or mortgages in Dublin. They need to be getting paid well. So just the costs of running a small business is just so high at the minute. We're not we've no wiggle room whatsoever. And I just, you know, what's really worrying as well for our industry is a lot of salons now aren't even hiring apprentices because they can't afford them. So you're just...
And I thought the apprentices were paid nothing, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, very little.
Apprentices are on minimum wage generally now. So, and then we've seen huge increases in minimum wage over the past couple of years with a further increase set to come next year. You've got the additional statutory sick pay that's been brought in, which of course, I am all for it. But the government brought in those measures without providing any sort of support for businesses. So this VAT 9, it's something we've been asking about for a long time. It's proven in the past to help encourage employment in the industry. And it's just going to give people breathing room. The independent leader of that party, Michael Collins, he's come out like very strongly showing support for us, and we welcome like to have a meeting with him.
Have any of the bigger parties though come in with support?
I think Fine Gael definitely in their manifesto had talked about a reduced VAT rate, but we need it to be the 9%. There's no other.
I don't think they have too much scope in. Yeah. You know, they can't make it 10.
No,
it has to be either 9 or 13.
It needs
and a half,
to come back
or
to 9.
And I
think the 9% has been proven to work. The government had a report out from 2011 to 2018 of like whether or not that had worked for the personal services sector, and it did. It increased employment in the area. It helped like small businesses just kind of keep, you know, moving forward, and even seeing more small businesses open, because what we don't want to see is a rush towards people doing home hairdressing, black market hairdressing.
That has already happened,
and it's happening.
I mean, during COVID you could understand why people would offer that service to people who wanted to have their hair done but didn't want to, you know, venture into a salon. Many of course were closed anyway because of the rules. So that happened then. So many people didn't bother going back.
A lot of people didn't come back, and people will look for a cheaper option as well if you see prices rise again with hairdressing. And unfortunately, that black market economy, that shadow economy, doesn't bring anything into revenue. And also what we're seeing is a huge push towards people maybe going like for a home salon and like kind of registered as self-employed, but they will keep themselves under that VAT threshold of 42,500. And salons simply can't compete with that because they'll make sure that they don't take in more than that so that they don't have to pay VAT. So in a way, if the government don't bring this in, they'll actually see more people go towards that. We'll show a reduction in the VAT take that's going to come in then anyway.
Now, I know you'll probably say there is maybe an irresponsibility in going to a home salon or a black market salon because of the chemicals and all of those things. I mean, are there any real risks in going to those?
Problem there is they're not regulated. So they could be buying their stock in from anywhere, possibly like, you know, online, and it's not regulated then chemicals that they could be using at home.
And what about the big boys? You know, you go into a salon and you see, I won't mention any particular brand name, but a salon will embrace one particular set of products.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, do those big names, do they supply the home salons?
I mean, there is.
They'd be very bold if they do.
Yeah, there is salon supply places like that would sell into, you know, anybody that can go in that is
like the wholesaler for the local grocery store.
Exactly. Yeah. So for us, I suppose in salons, we just want a level playing field. We want to be able to support, you know, young apprentices coming into the industry. We want to make sure that like people are in really good employment, as in you're in a job where you're going to get your sick pay, you're going to get your holiday pay. If you're self-employed, you're not going to get that. And I think the government, this is a huge opportunity to support what is like a female-dominated industry as well, with a lot of female entrepreneurs trying to just keep the doors open. And that 9% is really going to make a huge difference.
Well, you want to keep your hairdresser happy because when you're sitting there, you don't want to be moaned at for the entire time.
Yeah.
Now, are there others in the sector? For example, are nail bars covered, and not by your federation, I know, but
no.
Would they be also looking, would they get the 9% if you got it?
So no, they haven't. Beauty has always come in under a different category because it's done through European kind of legislation. So that's always been at the 13.5. But it's the hairdressing as a personal service that has always had that 9%
option. Some hairdressers provide both, you know, you can get your nails done.
Yeah, and you can separate it out. So you can separate your beauty services from your hair services. And for us, we just really want to see salons and goods businesses that are viable but vulnerable just be supported. And there was talk of like perhaps this might not come until July of 2026, and that's just going to be too late. I think what you would see then is by Christmas, a lot of salons will open till Christmas, and if they don't have that VAT rate coming in January at the earliest, then they're just going to decide to close their doors.
Because from kind of September through Christmas is a good time generally for hairdressers. You know,
well,
you have a lot of events going on and Christmas coming and people want to...
You'll see a big slowdown actually through September and October, and it's not really... And I've noticed it getting later and later that it's not until the end of November, but, you know, that Christmas rush comes in. But that month has to see you through till March or April. You know, it all evens out. And I think for salons, there's just... I think when the government has such an easy fix there to be able to help us out, and then we can stop giving
out
about
it. Have you worked out how much the government would have to lose?
It's 38 billion, right, is what the cost is. Or sorry, 38 million. billion. I wish we were bringing in that much money. 38 million is what the cost of for personal services to give this to us. But Pat, the cost of the shadow economy is 60 million. So they're feeding into that shadow economy, and that will be more lost revenue if they don't try and help legitimate salons that are out there just trying their best to keep, you know, people coming through the door, keep looking after their teams, pay those immersion bills.
All right. Lisa, thank you very much for joining us. That's Lisa Eccles, President of the Irish Hairdressers Federation, owner of Zinc Hair and Beauty in Kilmainham. And
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.